Okay, let's begin our discussion of Chulin Daf Samaches as we get into a new world, a new perek. Perek Behema Makasha, the fourth perek of Meseches Chulin. There is a question what this is doing here, specifically because if we look at the end of the perek, the last mission of the perek gets back to Trefus. Right? This perek is a couple of lot. Samaches goes to Ayin Ches. The next perek, Ayin Ches, is about the mitzvah of Osov Es Beno, and the following perek is about the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. Again, as we said in the beginning of the Mesechta, very organized Mesechta, all about different aspects of animals and shchita v'chulu. But here, if you look on the last daf of the parak, we get back to Trefus at the last couple daf Ayin Vav Ayin Zayin, where we talk about Somes Hagidin. So, what exactly is this doing here? So, the Meiri explains to us, as he does in every parak, the Meiri explains to us what is the token of the parak and what the parak is struck. Why is it here? Iker Kavanas Haparak LaHashlim Mashakar Hischil Lavair Meinyan Atrefios. This parak is to be mashlim and to complete what we were just talking about in the third parak. V'hadvarim she'ein shchita mati rasan. Trefa is an example of something about the animal that shchita is not going to help it. Shchita is not going to make it kosher. Usually shchita makes an animal kosher. If it's a non-kosher animal, shchita is not going to make it kosher. And if it has a trefa, shchita is not going to make it kosher. We spoke about the lumdis a number of times in this vesecht already. What does that mean? That shchita does not make it kosher. Does that mean that it is a shchita, but there's a separate psul of trefa, or no, trefa is preventing the shchita from occurring? We spoke about that lamdas and its relationship to nevela. But here you have other examples of cases where shchita is not matir. Ula hodia she'inyan atreifas chalifamim al mixas abehema mibli she'achol akula. This old parak also teaches me about trefa. Again, this parak is not just uniquely about the animal that is shechted and there's a fetus inside is going to be mutter. So if that was the major topic, then we would ask what this is doing here. But this is about trefus, right? Number one, tells me other examples where the animal is not going to be mutter, even with shechita. So as we'll see in the first Mishnah, if the animal sticks out its paw or hand before the shechita, to bring it back in, is it not going to bring it back in? That could be an example of a trefa where shchita is not going to matter it. And also times when trefa applies to parts of animals, right, and not whole animals. Umitoch zeh, and as we'll see, this could relate to Eber Menachai. Umitoch zeh inyan, and through focusing on these two aspects of trefa, which is the topic of the previous parak and of the end of this parak, we get into, trefa schal on a fetus, it sticks his arm out, let's talk about the status of a fetus that doesn't stick any part of its body out before shchita. Umitoch shezeh inyan yimsa beubar shehozi echem meivarav chutz lemechitza son is gagal al yedei zeh levarat sadin shubar nita b'shchita seim. So we talk about the other aspects where an ubar is nitar is allowed based on the shchita of the mother v'had sadin shelo yutar b'zeh, in the cases where it doesn't work. And then we talk a little bit about tumah v'tara of this type of ubar and the status of bechor of this type of ubar. And therefore he talks about all these related in Yanim. And then he talks about the five parts of the perek split up by the Mishnayos. Number one, Eza Chal. Those are the topics discussed. And now he says, specifically, the five in a row. Eza Tzad Chal Trefas Be'ever Min Ha'ivarim Mibli She'achal Kala Behema. Number one, we're going to talk about in today's Mishnah, Be'ezus Hashem, when is the Isser of Trefa Chal on a limb of an animal, right? We haven't had that yet. We've had only an entire animal, either being a kshera or a trefa. We're going to talk about only part of an animal. And related to that is if an internal organ is cut of an animal, when is it Eivar Menachai and when is it not? Hasheni, number two, we talk about Mivakeres, Sheolda Shelo Karoi, right? When is there Kedushas Bechor and not Kedushas Bechor? Talking about animals being born. Number three, Levar B'mashenasar B'nizev Yupomi De Nevela L'tuma, Tuma Chamura, different types of cases of fetuses and Tumas Nevela. There we'll get into the din itself of Ubar B'mea Imo, right? One might think that why is in the Mishnah that we're going to have Bezer Madaf Ayin Dalid, which is all about the Iker Din of Ben Pekua, as we'll see, why isn't that first? The answer is because that's not what we're going into right away. The Hemshech is Trefus, and though we'll get into that, that'll be the Iker Adin. And finally, at the end of the parak, we'll get back to the last section about Trefus, about Somes Hagidin, and other related issues before we get to the next parak, which is a totally new topic, and that is Osov Es Beno and Kisui Hadam. Good. So, this parak is about issues, as we've just said, of a fetus and a ben pekua. And the Iker Adin, as we'll see later on, again, discussion in the Tanaim, but we paskin that if an animal is shechted, the Mishnah says in Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Hashochet as a behema. If somebody shechts an animal and umatzaba, and there is a fetus inside of it, we'll get to the details, how old of a fetus, but we paskin like the Chachamim, Shchitas Imo Mitaharaso. The Shchita of the mother is mitaher the fetus. And therefore, once the mother shechted, the fetus is born after shechita, that fetus, that offspring does not need shechita. Even on a daraisa level, even the fetus just walks around and, you know, it lives for many years. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Afilu, I'm reading the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Daled, Afilu ben chameshanim, v'choresh besadeh, shechitas imo mitaharaso. Right? It would sound like, what's the Gemara's going to talk about? What's the difference between that, the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon? Even if the animal's 5 years old, doesn't need shechita. Meaning, to eat a live animal, there are other issues about the shaksu. But just to kill the animal and eat it, that is the din daraisa. There are dinim drabanan, marasai, not everybody's going to know that this is a ben pekua, an animal that was born after the shechita, and therefore one might need shechita drabanan. But again, that's just an issue of marasai. Good. There is a big question in Lumdis, and this is the question of the Perek. And whenever this topic comes up, Rav Yosef Engel talks about this in Asvin Daraisa, and the Stipler talks about this in the Kilas Yaakov. I'll bring it from the Asvin Daraisa. In Klal Yudalad, he discusses the following Chakira. When we say the Shrita of the mother works for the child, for the offspring, so does that mean it's as if the baby is shechted? Halachically? Physically it wasn't shechted. Physically it wasn't touched. But does that mean the animal was ki'ilu shechted, or do we say that it doesn't need shechita? Right, the fact that the mother was shechted and this was inside the animal at the time doesn't need shechita. Right, we asked a similar question not too long ago. Right, in a week or two ago when we discussed the Gemara in Yevamos, if Ayin Ches or so, where the Gemara talks about, in a totally different context, where a woman who is pregnant is becoming Jewish, she goes into the mikvah, and the Gemara says that her child does not need tevila. A month later, when the child is born, that child doesn't need to be tefillah. Why? The Gemara seems to say that the tefillah for the mother worked for the child. Ay chatzitza, beis astarim? No, hayna revise. This is exactly where the baby is supposed to be, and therefore it's normal. So again, there, did the tefillah work for the child, or does the child not need tefillah? Right, in that case, right? We discussed there, the machlokas rishonim, whether that, what type of tefillah is that? Is that, or let's say the baby boy, a bris milah. Fascinating machlokas rishonim, after that case. Is the bris milah that's going to occur after the baby is born, is that a bris milah of gerus, or is that a bris milah of a Jew? Right? Do we say that, well, the baby's Jewish, because the baby was just part of the mother converted, so now the baby's Jewish. Or no, the baby is also going through conversion. Right, and the tefillah works somehow, even though physically didn't touch the baby. And this is based on starim, which usually we don't say that tefillah would work in issues of chatzitza, but it sounds that way from the Gemara. So here too, there is a question in the Achronim about this issue of shechita. V'hine mashakasafti deheter ben pakua einenu mipaash shenechshav ubar lenishchat aydei shechita saim rak heter ba'almahu shetiraso tara. So he goes, that was one side of it, he says, leish lavi raya, and he goes into different studim. One is shehutar gabenim sameis b'mei imo. If the fetus is found dead inside the mother, to lo shayach beisu shechita klal. You can't say that the shechita worked, that the animal was dead. Right? You can't shecht a dead animal. Kivan shemeis b'kodim kvar nesar mishum nevelo v'yakarcha. The fact that it could work, even if the animal is dead, and that it came out as a stillborn. Right, of alkarchach to heter gredehu. So it sounds like from that halacha that it is not that the baby that's ki'ilu it shechted, but it's no, just it gets the heter shechita, it gets the credit, so to speak, even though it was not physically done to it. Alkarchach to heter gredehu shitira Torah kol hanimsaba viafilu iser nevela vialkein gaba ben teschaya nimsa shaper nira dein tamahetum vashenechshav ubar lenishchat. Right, even a live one, it's not because it shechted raksha shechita se'ema teres es iser. Aver ben achai shebo heter greda kamosha materas b'meis es ha'iser nevela dein shum svar lachalik b'neim given to travayu michad kar yalfina la mikra v'chulu. And he continues and he goes into other details. What about chaylev of a pekua? Is it considered chaylev of a shchuta? Says that seems to go in the other direction. Either way, this is the main issue that is discussed by the achronim in this parak. Rav Leitchik also in the Shiur HaRav in Yoni Shchit and Simon Chavav talks about this various contexts, quotes a number of halachic nafgaminis. He also talks about the issue of Chelev. He says maybe there's different statuses between a Balchai and a Shem Behema. Mechalik, maybe we'll get back to that. But that is some of the issues that are behind this parak. Okay, let's start. Behema makasha lele. So behema that is having difficulty in labor. Makasha lele. Vahotzi ha'ubar is yado, and the fetus stuck out its arm. Vehechzira, and then brought it back in. Before the shechita. Right, before the shechita. The animal was in childbirth, and the animal stuck out the arm. The animal is misukenes. Remember we discussed earlier, misukenes. Sometimes you want to shech the misukenes, because if the animal just dies, then the animal's be able to eat it. So if you remember the Mishnah we had back on the Lamed Zayin, hashochet as a misukenes. We spoke about what type of simanim are needed to know that this animal died from the shechita, not beforehand. Does it have to stick out its paw? One direction, pirkus, the tail, right? All the different dayas in the Mishnah there on Daf Lamed Zayin. So here, but the uber stuck out its arm, pulled it back in, and now you shech the animal, mutter ba'achila. So the Mishnah says that animal is mutter to eat, right? And we will see what is included in that heter. That is part one of the discussion. Some of the I'll just read the Mishnah and then we'll mention a new points. Hotzias rosho, but if it's stuck at its head, aval bishech zero, harizek yalud, but if it's stuck at the head, so then that's more chashuv than any other limb of the body, and therefore it's considered ki'ilu, it was born. The head out, ki'ilu, it was born, and therefore even if it brings its head back in, the shechita of the mother does not work for the child, for the offspring, because it was already born. And if an animal is already born, so then it needs its own shechita. Chotech me'ubar shebimeah. What happens if for some reason the one who is helping the animal give birth cuts the limb from inside? Right, maybe medical science was that it was going to make it in easier labor. The mother was having difficulty. So if you cut the ubar beforehand, so then it would be, you have a better chance of saving the animal, right? But you left it in there. So you chotech me ubar shebemeaha, or not even the ubar. You just cut a limb off of the ubar from the fetus. Chotech me ubar shebemeaha, mutter b'achila. That's also mutter b'achila. It also is nitar based on the shechita of the mother, as long as you left it in there. Even if you, disconnected it. But we had this in the last parak. But if I went inside and cut one of the internal organs of the animal, right, the spleen or the kidneys, aser b'achila, that's Eber Menachai. Even if I left it in the middle of the animal, if I cut part of the fetus, that gets the heter of the mother. But if I cut off an internal organ, then aser b'achila, as Rashi says, v'yavo b'sheinichu b'behema, even if I left it in the animal, just like the limb of the fetus, lo huter b'shchitasa. It is not mutter. And why does it pick these two? Tchalo klayas b'shun demidi delo mitrafahu. If we remember back from the last parak, these are parts of the animal, the limbs that even if I cut them, it does not make the animal a trefa, right? Because then the heter is not going to work anyway. That's what we had back in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet, Eluk Sheiros Bebehema. So in that we had Nitalatchol, Nitalaklayos, right? That is the, so that's what happened here. So that doesn't make it a trefa, but it is not going to be a mutter through the shechita of the mother. Zeaklau, and Zeaklau is on just on the last case. Davar Shegufa, sir, if I cut something from the mother of the animal, if I leave it inside, it's going to be aser. That's the iser of Aver min hachai, v'she'ena gufa, mutter. And ena gufa, it is going to be mutter. If it's not an ikker part of the animal, if it's not an ikker part of the animal, so then it is going to be mutter, and that's the limb of the fetus. Again, we're talking here about the iser of different parts of the animal and trefa, but as we mentioned also, Avram and Hachai, interesting that there is one line in the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, where the Gemara quotes a story on the Zion of Aleph of one of the Tanoim that almost ate Avram and Hachai. The Gemara says there in Dav Zayin Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yevo, La'olam al yatel adam emi yisir b'toch beiso. Shouldn't instill extra fear into his house. Everybody shouldn't be shaking when he walks into the room. Right? Not a good idea. Shaharei, and the Gemara said earlier, because it leads to Gli Arayas, Shri Chasdam and Chil Shabbos. Okay, but here it says, Shaharei adam gadol hitel emi yisir b'toch beiso, because it was once a great man that did it, v'he'echiluhu davar gadol. And they were ma'achil him davar gadol, something major. Who was that? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Hechilus lakadaydach. They fed him a davar gadol. They fed him something majorly treif. How could that be? The Gemara asks. Right, we had this earlier back on Daf Zion. Hashda behemtan shal tzadikim. Ena kadosh baruch hu mevitakal al yadam. Even the animals of tzadikim don't eat items that are not kosher. Remember the chamor of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer. Tzadikim asvel al koshikain. So the Gemara says el bikshu lachilo davar gadol. He almost ate something gadol. Why? Because they were scared. He was somebody who instilled fear, and they didn't want him to be upset at them. So he just fed that. They just fed him the something that was treif. Umay nihu, Eiver Menachai, right? Eiver Menachai, and that's why a person shouldn't instill extra fear because they this is what would happen. Rashi says there, Eiver Menachai should nevad mayam Eiver Menashluta because one of the limbs they were giving him an animal, and they lost one of the limbs from the shechted animal. Umipre emaso chatchu avadav Eiver Menachai veviu tachtav shalo yavin. They didn't want him to realize that part of the animal got lost, so they just cut a limb off of a different animal and brought it to him. So that's what happened. So the Marsha here on this Gemara says, why is Eiver Menachai called Davar Gadol? Right, this is Davar, what's Davar Gadol Eiver Menachai? Why is that Davar Gadol? Eiver Menachai is not even, even in terms of Chumar Sa'onesh, there are other things that are worse, but the Marsha here says, because it's the only one of the Machalos Asuros that's Asur for every person in the world. Right, we know Eiver Menachai is Asur, one of the Shevet Mitzvos Bnei Noach, and therefore that's why it's called Davar Gadol. Davar Gadol by the Gemara here in Gittin on Daf Zayin. So that's what's referred to here also. When if somebody cuts a limb off of the animal, an internal organ, even if you leave it inside, it's going to be usur without shechita. Okay, a couple of other points on the Mishnah. There is a question. First, let's look back to that Shiuri Harav that I was alluding to before. Rav Soloveitchik discusses here in Siman Laman Aleph a discussion of the poskim and machlokas of the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes Siman Yudalid. This is the Siman that discusses the halachas of this parak. Hamakasha leleid v'hotzi ha'uber es rosho. Ava bishech zira harayu kol yalid. Veino nite b'shchidas imo. As we just learned, if the baby sticks out its head before the shchita, then it's done. It's born. It's born, and therefore it does not need to beshkid this email. Says the Shach right here in Sif Katan Aleph that Af Imlo Hotzi, and he quotes the Shach quotes here from the Tur in Choshe Mishpat. Sivin Reishayin Zayin Shaf Imlo Hotzi El Rov Padachto Harihu Kiyalid. Even if it's most of the forehead, the whole head didn't come out, but Rov Padachto is also considered Yalud. Why? Because the Shach explains, because the forehead has the halacha of the Rosh, Padachto Dinag Rosh, and the Mamela, Sagi B'Yitzias Rov Padachto, Midin Ruba Kagulo. Just like the head going out, you would go by Rov, Ruba Kagulo, so too Rov of the Padachas, Rov of the forehead of the animal would also be considered born Ruba Kagulo. But the Bach there in Choshe Mishpat argues and says, no, only all the padachas, only the entire forehead. Machlokas between the Tur and the Bach, whether in Choshe Mishpat, whether the whole forehead is required, different than the head, or rove of the forehead. Kepashas Lashon HaGemara, like the Gemara said there in Bechoras, Memvav, padachas poderes b'chol makom. The whole, it doesn't say rove padachas. The padachas. So what's the Bir Hadavar in terms of the padachas, right? Our Mishnah talks about the Rosh, right? Is the rove padachas considered as if the Rosh came out? So Vanir Lomer, he explains here, Bivira Dover, Shako Modim, the Yitzias Apadachas, Dinuk Yitzias Kalarosh. The Padachas going out is like the symbolic of the head going out. Just like we have other parts of the animal. Remember we discussed recently in terms of Tumas Ohel. Certain parts of the body inside an Ohel is symbolic of the whole body. And as Ke'ilu, there is a body here in the under the roof, and it's going to create Tumas Ohel, right? One finger is not going to create Tumas Ohel. But, you know, Revias Dam, Mishnei Mesim is Machlokas Tanoim. So there's different symbolic aspects of the body. So what about here? So he explains, Hakom Odom, the Yitzias Padacha, Dinuk Yitzias Kalarosh, Rak Dinechleku Habach Vahashach, Im Yitzias Harosh, Dina Kileda, Mibnei Shi Nechsheves Alpidin Ki Yitzias Ro Behema Veruba Kakulo, Oshadina Kileda Bifnei Atzma. It's just that, this halacha in our Mishnah, the head going out, is that as if the animal was born? It's as if the animal was born, and that's what you need. Or there's a special separate din of the head being born, so to speak. The head exiting. And that itself is poter. Even though it's not considered the animal being born, just the head being born, and that's enough because it's chashivas. That's the halacha. That's the machlokas. Yitzias harosh dina kaleida mebreishi nechsheves al pidin ki yitzias rova behema veruba kukulo osha dina kaleida befnei atzma habachiv in the bach that says you need the whole forehead. Sheitzias harosh dina kaleda bereshi nechshavas ki yitzias rova behema. It's like the whole animal, you know, was born. Umishem hachi. That's why you need the yitzia kol harosh. Right, I'm sorry, I misspoke before. The Rosh and the Padachas are at the same, each sheet that would say the same thing. I mean, if it's Rova the Rosh, it'll be the Rova the Padachas. And vice versa. So the Bach says that you need, Kol HaRosh or Kol HaPadachas. Why? Because you want it to be considered Ki'ilu, the animal was born. Shim Yatzarak Rova Rosh, Lote Chashiv Zek, Yitzias Rova Behema. You need a trigger. The trigger to make this considered as if the animal is born is you need the whole head out. You need the whole Padachas out. And then it would trigger that it's considered as if the animal was born. But if it's the halacha of just, this is separate, that when this is out, it's called a leida, the leida's harosh, so who says that you would go by Ruv in that case? Let's just finish first the Bach. The Efshaloma, Ruva kakulo tfeimi pam echad. Right, you can't say Ruv of the patachas, and then it's Ruv of the animal. The ilo ashachso ver sheitzias harosh, harei kaleida bifnei atzmo. No, just the head coming out is per se a birth. In our Mishnah, the head coming out is not as if the whole animal was born. No, just the head coming out per se. That itself is already chashuv umishemachi. And if it's just this part of the animal coming out, so you have the lach in general. Kol sheyatza rubo shaper chashuv kilu yatza kulo midin rubo kakulo. If you're gonna have to make it rove of this, and then that'll be considered rove of the animal. You can't double up rove. But here, if it's just this halacha, so then it would be enough. Okay, that's just some lumdis on the rov of the rosh or kol harosh, rov of patachas, and all of the patachas. There was also one more question. Actually, let's continue, and then we'll mention more. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda Marav, the aver atzmo aser. The aver itself is aser. Going back to the first halacha, where the umar sticks out its arm and then brings it back in. Mutar b'achila, says Rav, that is only going on the ubar itself. But the limb that went out will never become mutar. Ubar atzma, aver atzmo aser, and that is aser, and that is, as we will see, the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this halacha in Ilchos Machalas Asuros. Again, it's going to be a machlokas in the Gemara. But when the Rambam quotes the halacha in Machalas Asuros, in Perek Hey, Halachates, says the Rambam, Hamoshe yad lemea imo v'chadach menatchol menaklayos v'chayotzi ben v'niach achidis pos me'echa v'achach shachta. That's the second half of the Mishnah. If somebody cut an internal organ and left it there, hari osar achatuchas asuros mishum eiver menachai v'yavavishu betok me'echa. As we saw, avalam chadach mina ubar shibem me'echa v'lo hotzio v'yachachach shachta hari chatichas ubar o evaro muter ovelo yatsa. That's our Mishnah, right? Internal organ versus part of the fetus. Ubar shahotzi yada oraglo. Nasser oso aver la'olam. Right, the Rambam paskins like Shitas Rav here, as we will see. And then the Rambam adds, Bein shechatcho kodem shetishachet imo, Bein shechatcho achar shenishchate imo. As, you know, we'll get to the continuation of that, Rambam, let's show a little bit later. But that is that's the Rambam's paskin like the Shitas Rav, that even though the Mishnah says the animal brings the arm back in, it is mutter, that only means the rest of the animal is mutter, but not this limb. You gotta have to cut off this limb, and that limb is, once it's nitraf, once it becomes a trefa, so to speak, by sticking out the arm. What is the definition of trefa? We're gonna see right here, right now. Once it becomes a trefa, it is never untrefed, so to speak. My taima, what's the source? Says Rav. Why is this aver asur? Da'amar kra, u'basar basada trefa lo sochelu. The pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, the meat of basada trefa lo sochelu, and what do we darshan from there? Not just the pashtus of the pasuk, which is an animal that was torn apart by another animal, and it wasn't shechted in the field, lo sochelu, we darshan from there, basada means outside, in the field. So we darshan, any time an animal, a piece of meat, goes into a place where it's not supposed to be, outside of its border, outside of its mechitza, it becomes a trefa. That's the halacha. Kiven sheyatza lebasar chutz lemechitzaso, ne'asar. Once it goes out of its spot, out of its mechitza, it is nasar. And as we will see, there are other halachas that are learned out from this pasuk, right? Eating karbanos outside the place where it's supposed to be eaten. Eating kashya kalam outside of Yerushalayim. Eating kashya kalam outside the Azara. It's learned out from this pasuk. It's chus l'mechitzaso, it's the psul yotze, and it's like a trefa. There is a question in the lumdis. Question in Lamdis in terms of, you know, is it really, once it goes out of its mechitza, does it become the original You know, does it go back to being Abram and Achai? Again, that is a question that's discussed by some of the Achronim. Yesh Ladun. So it's some of the this is discussed here in the Biurei Adaf, the Prima Gadim and others. Be'aver sheyatza v'chazar. Imo ilo lo shchita. Rak. This is the within Rav that says you're not allowed to eat this Aver. This Aver that went out and came back in. Right? Is it that shchita affected it, but there's a separate isser of basar basada trefa, lo sochelu, right? That's based on this pasuk. Or do we say that this pasuk is megale, that this was not included in the heter of bibehema, right, of ben pakua, and therefore the shkita of the mother didn't help, and it's regular nevela, not trefa, right? It's nevela or Avram and Achai even, that the shkita did not have any effect on it. Then there are nafkaminas, whether something is Avram and Achai or not. There's issues of bittel, there's issues of birya, right? There's a different issues about whether it is us or mishum, the original isser of nevela, a hadri lisur akama, so to speak, or is it the new isser of aver atzma aser based off basar basada trefa? What hasra do you give? Right, that's we had that recently. They always have to give the correct pasuk for hasra. Okay, either way, that's a question in lamdas. So we continue tonight. So is this really true? Says the Gemara. We're going to talk about the Shita of Rav until we get on the Amud Beis. We're going to have the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan who argues. But Rav holds that when the Mishnah says that the animal sticks out his arm and then brings it back in, it's mutter, not for that limb. Only for the rest of the animal, but that limb is still asur. So then what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? We don't say that just because that limb is asur, so the rest of the animal is going to be affected. Right? That limb is following that Me'iri that we started off with, that limb is Shreifa, that limb did not have the heter of Shrita affected. So Tanan says, our Mishnah, so what is the Pasha of the Mishnah? When we read the Mishnah, we thought, once the animal brings its arm back in, it's as if it never went out. And then the whole animal is Mutter. So my lava Ever, isn't the Pasha of the Mishnah referring to the Ever, the limb? Lo, a ubar, no, it's only referring to the ubar, right? And the chiddush is that, just because the arm is out, it's not like the baby is born and the whole animal is not affected by the shechita. No, it's not kiyawud, right? In contrast to the rosh. Right? And therefore, only the arm is nasar, but the ubar is mutter. So, a ubar, if the heter is talking about the ubar, that the ubar is mutter to eat, my aryeh hechzira, feel lo hechzira nami. See, even if it was not returned, right, even if the arm, if you're telling me the chiddush about the arm, then I understand why it says badafka if the arm was brought back in. But if you're talking about the ubar, then isn't it true that even if the arm is not brought back in, the ubar is mutter? Right, the rest of the fetus was never born, and therefore, even if it doesn't bring it back in. So, according to you, Rav, why does the Mishnah Dafka say hechziro? Even if it's not hechziro, Gemara says you're right. Even if the arm was not brought back in, the ubar is mutter. So why does the Mishnah say that case? But because the seifa wants to have the contrast of hotzias rosho, once the head is out, once the head is out, that even if it's brought back in, it's considered born, even if it's brought back in, so that's why the ratio also tonami ratio hechziro. Because the seifa is telling me a chiddush by hechziro, even if it's brought back in, the whole animal is considered born, right? Not just the head, but the whole animal is considered born. And as we just said, the chakira is that ki'ilu the animal has been born in lamdis, or is that just a separate din of leda? Either way, that's why it says the resha as well. So good. So the resha is there because of the seifa. So let's talk about the seifa. The seifa my kamash malon. So now, what's the chiddush of the seifa? Tekiva de yatsa rosho havi leda. Is it teaching me the chiddush that once the rosh is born, it's considered a leda? Right. The reason that it said hechzira in the resha is because to teach me in the seifa. Why did it say in the seifa? To teach me that the head is considered born. But one second, we know that from elsewhere too. Tanina, we learned it in Mishnah in Maseches Becharos. What are the two Mishnayos for? Ezo bechar lanachla veina bechar lakoanim. What is a bechar lanachla and not lakoanim? Right. We know we're comparing now births for animals and birth for people. Right, we're going into Pidyon HaBen here, and issues of Nachla. So one might be Mechalik between people and animals, but for now the Gemara is comparing them. So Tanina, we already learned in the Mishnah, in Maseches Becharos, that head coming out is already called a Leda. So you don't need that for the Chiddush in our Mishnah. Tanina ezel b'char l'nachla v'ena b'char l'kwanim. But sometimes you could be a b'char l'zeh v'lo l'zeh. There are many halachas that are totally on nachla, on b'char. A b'char gets a double portion, and a b'char has a mitzvah pidyon haben. Those two don't always go together. Sometimes the Mishnah says on b'charas, you could be a b'char for pidyon haben, and the father has the mitzvah pidyon haben, but he's not a b'char for getting a double portion, or vice versa. Sometimes he'll get a double portion, and he won't get pidyon haben, right? Because why? Because there are differences in requirements. Pidyon haben is about peterechem. You have to be peterechem, whatever is peterechem. So sometimes you could have a baby that's peterechem, but he's not b'char l'nachla. What's b'char l'nachla? So the Gemara darshins elsewhere. Rashi quotes this from Dvarim Chafal at the beginning of Kiseitse. Rashis ono. Right? That's the makar. That's what in the context of b'char for a double portion, it says the first strength of the animal. Rashis ono. And the Gemara darshins elsewhere. Misha libo dava alav. Rashis ono, where a double portion for b'char is only where a father, a parent, has tremendous pain and anguish that the son, if the son would die, yatzavlachi in the shokayama, excluding a baby that's basically a stillborn or dies right away. Obviously, it's terrible and painful, but it's ain't a dome to a child that's alive and a child that had the potential. She'ain leiv aviv dava amoso, and that's what the rule is for nachla. So if an animal dies right away, he might not be a bechor for a double portion, because it's not a libo dave alav, but it could be peterechem, or vice versa. Maybe it's not peterechem, but no, libo dave alav. Right? So therefore, you could have one without the other. Right? Cesarean section is not peterechem pashus, but it could be libo dave alav. Right? There's differences in. So here, that's what the Mishnah is referring to. So Tanina, and there's a lot that we could talk about pidyon haben and Pishnaim also. So let's just read this first. Tanina, Ezeo b'chal l'nachla v'ena b'chal l'kohanim. What is a b'chal l'nachla v'ena b'chal l'kohanim? Svarno and Shmos, I'm sorry. Ezeo b'chal l'nachla v'ena b'chal l'kohanim. What is a b'chal for nachla and afra kohanim? Haba achar nefalim. If a child is born after stillborns, after nefalim, after a miscarriage, right? Because that's a b'chal l'nachla, because the earlier ones were not considered, you know, b'chor l'nachla, because libo is not daveh, but it's not a b'chor l'kohanim, because the miscarriages, if it was already late enough, without getting into the details, is already considered the peterechem. So therefore, the one that comes afterwards is not peterechem. So the Mishnah says there, that's an example, afal pi sheyatza rosho chai, even though the nefel stuck out his head while it was still alive, O ben tesha yatsa rosho mace, or a 9-monther, right, that stuck out his head, mace, as long as we know, and brought it back in, right, even though the Rashi adds in, Avavishal yatsa rosho mace, vehech zero, the yatsa achiv shakala chadashav, right, one stuck out his head and brought it back in, and then the brother went out, ein leidas harishon, mafkato milias b'char l'nachla, right, the first one does not prevent the second one from being a b'char l'nachla. Shavavi nolad hanefal kulo, ein mafkiyas abar acharav, right, even if the navel was totally born, as we just explained, because b'char l'nachla goes by, is the father, you know, very upset if the child is born and he's not really alive, so it's not in that category of libo dave alav. But again, what do you see from here? Taima, the reason that the sheni is a b'chor l'nachla de rosho meis, harosho chai, habacharav, b'chor l'nachla nami lohave. But if the rosho, if his head went out chai, then the one who comes after is not even b'chor l'nachla, because the first one who had his head out is already considered born. Rashi, the other Rishonim discussed, we could have been medayiket from the first part of the Mishnah anyway. But either way, Lamaisa, what do you see from this Mishnah? A head sticking out is already considered a birth. And therefore, what is the chiddush of our Mishnah of the Ben Pakua, in this case where the head sticks out, is considered born? We know that already, right? And we're comparing animals and people at this stage. So now the Gemara says, V'chite mashminan v'adam v'kamash balon b'behema. And if you want to say we need two different Mishnayos, one by people and one by animals. De Adam Behema lo yalav, because you wouldn't learn Adam from Behema. De ain pruzda la Behema. There's differences in halacha, because by a Behema, there's no pruzda. What does that mean? Ain pruzda la Behema, that it's a different physical area that the animal is much more open when the animal gives birth. And therefore, you might have thought there we would consider the head sticking out as a birth, because it's more visible by a person, it's more private. Ubehema mi Adam lo yalfa the chashav parts panim bidei. And the other way, maybe you wouldn't learn behema from Adam, because by a person's face, that's a davar chashav, an animal's face. Parts of panif of a person is chashav, that's different. Right, and therefore you might have thought you cannot learn one from the other. So Hanami Taniso, again, we're back to, if you want to say that maybe that's why you have the two Mishnayos, because you don't learn Adam or Behema or Behema may Adam. So where it says Hanami Tanina, no, we also learned it in another Mishnah that Rosh is that we compare Adam to Behema, and therefore we're going to be back to the question of our Mishnah being extra. Just before we continue, just want to mention once Pidyon HaBen comes up for a moment, just to mention the Svarno at the end of Parshas Bo. But the Svarno has one short little line. Again, whenever one speaks at a Pidyon HaBen, this could be the thought that one uses. It's a popular thought. The Svarno at the end of Parshas Bo, where the Svarno says, on Pidyon HaBen, five words. V'chol b'char b'nai efteh. The mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, it's also here, it's also later on in the Torah, in Bamidbar, redeem every firstborn. Kidei shiyu mutarim b'avodas chol. So that the baby boy is mutter in mundane activities. Ba'avodas chol. Period. That's it. Svarno, five words. Asks everyone, that's the reason for celebration. Pidyon HaBen is such a simcha, right? According to Balei Tosfos, one makes a shechiyanu by a Pidyon HaBen and doesn't make a shechiyanu by a bris milah. And that's the minigan chutz la'aretz, because it's so rare, it never happens, right? There are so many reasons why there wouldn't be a Pidyon HaBen. Kohanim, Leviim, daughter first, cesarean, so many reasons. So it's such a simcha. So why is it such a simcha? Kedesh yimutarim b'avodas chol. So you're mutar b'avodas chol, mundane work. Isn't the goal of life is to be involved in Kedusha? Why mundane work? So explains to Yaakov Kamenetsky at the end of Parshas Bo that no, this Sfarno is teaching us that the secret of life is not to be a malach. Right? The secret of life is Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li. Right? Be holy men. Not to be holy malachim. And the Sfarno is saying that it's not about being born Kadosh. That's not what life's about. And that's what a Bachor, when he's born, is Kadosh. No, the goal of life is to be Chol and then to be Mekadesh. And to sanctify oneself. Kedei sheyiyu mutarim b'avodas chol. That's what life's about. All of life is not Shabbos. Right? It's weekday. Right? We have Shabbos every 7 days. But all of life is, most of life is chol. That's most of our life is weekdays. We have Shabbos and Yontif here and there to spread the sanctity throughout. But most of our life is chol. And the goal of life is to be mekadesh the chol. The goal of life is to sanctify those weekdays. Right, one might say weak with an EE and weak with an EA, right? Both of them, right? To make them strong weekdays, right? And in that way, just like a pigeon a ben, the goal of life, the mutter b'avodas chol, in order to come back to the Kedusha, right? So too, that is what our life is about. Even if we happen not to be firstborns, the message is still true. But again, that's the Svarno, the last line of the Svarno. Parshas Bo, five words, and Yaakov Kamenetsky there on that. Pidyon HaBen. Good. Bechor L'Nachal is also a big topic about why a Bechor gets a double portion. Bechor in general is fascinating throughout the Torah where Bechor comes up. Even the word, and even Farshim point out, the word Bechor is Beis, Chaf, Reish. It's all twos, right? Beis is 2, Chaf is 20, Reish is 200. So even the word Bechor is about double. It's about a double portion. Right, and that's why the word bracha is also the same letters. You switch around the letters. A bracha symbolizes overflowing. Right, that's what some Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Bachai says, the word, when we say Baruch Ato Hashem, right, we're not giving Hashem anything, we're not blessing Hashem, we're acknowledging that Hashem is the source of all bracha. The source of all bracha, like an overflowing, like a brecha is a pool, which overflows. So again, a bechor gets double portion, it's like the property overflows and he gets double. That's all, it's all related to the, that word and that phrase. Okay, back to the, Gemara. So the Gemara says, at this stage, we ended off with a question that we're about to ask. Our Mishnah, again, is extra. First, we wanted to say, our Mishnah is extra. You already know it from animals. And now we're saying, and if you want to say that you can't learn it from animals, right? You can't learn from animals because animals and people might have different rules. We also know it. We already know that too. So, Anami Tanina, right in the middle. We already learned that too. Why? The Mishnah says, later on, and it's quoted, many know it from Baba Kama, Shilya Shiyatsa Miksasa Asura Bachila. A shilya that went out, a shilya is the fetus still in the embryonic sac. amniotic sac. So if it went out, miksasa, asura bachila. It's already asur to eat. Why? Because we're choshesh that in that sack was the baby. And if therefore the baby already went out, if the baby already went out, it's not going to be mutter by shchita, like we just said. If the sticks its arm out and stays out, it's for sure a problem. But if it's just the shilya or it's around it, right? This is the Mishnah later on in this parak, right? The Gemara talks about it, so that's going to be a problem because you already assume that it could be born. It continues the Gemara. Kesimin vlad beisha, kach simin vlad bebehema, and the same simanim apply. By an Isha and by a Behema. By an Isha, right, in terms of Pidyon HaBen and Simen Vlad Bibehema. So the Gemara says, so therefore you already know the comparison of animals to people from elsewhere. See Rashi, Hanami Tanina, first medium line in Rashi, Hanami Tanina, Bibehema Nami Tanina, Bimastis and Bipirkin, De Rosh Havi Leda. You already know by both. You want to say, oh, you can't learn animal from people? Well, you already know. It already says it, and we already know the comparison. Diktani, show you shiasa miksasa asura bachila, afilu mashahaya bifnim b'shashchita, explains Rashi, quoting the Gemara later on. Even what was inside b'shashchita, lafisha shilya simin vlad b'isha, v'simin vlad b'behema, shilya is a simin of birth, v'chayshinon, dilma b'hahim miksas, dinafik, yatsaharosh, fa'viki yolin, because rechoshesh, we know the whole animal didn't go out, but Rechoshesh, that in the part that went out, the Rosh was there. Hilkach kula asura, deshadina la basaresha. You throw it all after the Rosh, you assume the Rosh came out, and therefore the whole thing is born. Alma, says Rashi, Rosho tnan tahave leda, v'seva tachtani echzira lo isrich. So again, we're back to the question of, isn't our Mishnah extra? You already know it. So, says the Gemara. So, Iyamet Bishlama, Hechziro Duresha Dafka. So if you want to say, again, back to the original Rav on our Gemara, that Rav says, the Aver itself is Aser. And we said the fact that Hechziro in the Resha doesn't make a difference, even if he was Machzer and not Machzer, the whole, it's always Aser, it's not the Dafka. So we explain, if you say Hechziro is Dafka, so Tana Seifa to Resha. So that's why it says, the Seifa case, Mishum, says the Hechziro in the Seifa because of the Resha. Eliyamrit, lo de Resha Dafka, velo de Seifka Dafka, but according to how Rav explained it, neither of them are Dafka, Lamale, because it's always Aser anyway, the Lim, some Lam, the Mystic Klal, so what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Basically, we know everything from elsewhere. We know the Leid of a Rosh of an animal, the Leid of a Rosh of a person. So what exactly is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Let's continue, and then we'll get back to the Shilya case. So, lo, the Gemara says, lo olama ubar, really, we defend Rav, right? Really, the mutter is going on the ubar, as we said, and the limb is still usser. Limb is still usser. Kedamar of Nachman, and what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Kedamar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says elsewhere, lo nitzchak al-makam chetech, he says the chiddush is about the spot that the limb is connected to the rest of the body, right? Whether that's going to be mutter or aser, that spot, hachanami, lo nitzchak al-makam chetech. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that spot. What do you mean? What about that spot? So again, look at Rashi. La'olam, mutter, diktania, uber. As Rav said, udekasha lecha chazara mayahani li makom chetech mahanya. So what is the chiddush of it's going back in? It makes a difference whether it went back in or not to the spot that is connected to the rest of the body. If it wasn't machzirit, so then you have to leave, that spot. You have to cut a little extra off. And if it brought it back in, then it is okay. We don't really have so much time in terms of discussing the Shilya Shas and Miksasa. Maybe we'll have to wait to the later on in the parak to discuss it, but there is an important tosfos in Baba Kama. Just one line, just to mention the line, and then without getting into the sugya. Baba Kama Daf Yin Aleph, this is quoted, the Mishnah is quoted, Shilya Shas and Miksasa, Asura Bachila, and tosfos there discusses that there seems to be differences in Halacha in terms of Tumah V'Tahara and birth, and Tosa has a line there, V'yesh lomar, d'shmaitz in ayri l'inyin l'osra l'bayla. Tosa says, maybe there are chilukim in terms of what's called birth, in terms of Tumah V'Tahara and Isra l'bayla. Tosa is touching on the big sugya of the Isra of Nida. The Isra of Nida, let's say when a woman Tumas Leida and Tumas Nida, there are different issues. There's the world of Tumah V'Tahara and this world of Isra V'Heter. A woman, let's say Bizmana Mikdash, Bizmana Zeh is only a Yisrael Baila, Bizmana Mikdash not only is a Nida Asura to her husband, but she is Tmeya. And if she touches something, then there's this Tuma. Those two halachas don't always go together, says Tosfos. There could be differences in halacha, even within the same reality of a woman becomes a Nida. For certain halachas, she's a Nida by A, and sometimes by B, and there can be differences between Issa Labayla and Tuma Vatara. Right? We know there are different areas. Remember the Vilna Gaon and the Deres Eliyahu on Parsha Shoftim. Bein Dam LaDam, Bein Din LaDin, Bein Nega LaNega. The Gra says there are three areas of halacha. Three areas of halacha that we have. And he says, related to that, there are six answers that, for every question in halacha. Whenever you ask a rabbi a question, there is one of six words is the answer. Tamei Tahar, Asur, Mutter, Patr Chayef. That's it. Every single question is going to have one of those six answers, unless it's a maybe. But then it's a maybe A or B. But one of those six words. Why? Because the Gemara says the whole world of halacha is either Tumah V'Tahara and Isser V'Heter, or in terms of Dini Mamonis, that's Chayiv and Pater. Again, the three areas. So again, one might be Mechalik between the two. Again, the Asvin Daraisa also in Klal Chafalav discusses this among other sources. But again, it's an important tosis of Baba Kama about this case of Shilya. Okay, continue. Tashma. So let's try to bring a kasha now on Ra from a brisa. Bema makasha leleit hosi uber es yadav echzira. Same case as our Mishnah. An animal is in labor, the uber sticks out its arm and brings it back in. V'achar kach shachet es imo mutter bachila, and then brings it back in. And the mother shechted mutter bachila. Shachet es imo v'achar kach echzira aser bachila. But if it didn't bring it back in before the shechita, it's aser bachila. Hotzi es yado v'chatacha. V'achar kach shachet es imo. What happens if one cuts off the arm and then the shechita is done? The animal, the fetus stuck its arm out. The person cut off the arm. And then, shacharasimo, and then the shechita was done on the mother. Shebachutz, tameva aser. Whatever was outside is Eiver Menachai. Right, and that's why it's two things. Tamei, it's Tamei Mishum Eiver Menachai, because Eiver Menachai is Betamei like a nevela, right? Avatoma. Va'aser, and it's aser to eat because of Eiver Menachai. V'shebifnim, and whatever was inside, Tahar Umutter. Whatever was inside is Tahar, because it was, right, the animal was still alive at the time, that baby, Umutter, and it is not Eiver Menachai. Rashi as in, be important for the next line, Rashi on the bottom line, Shemechayim lo kibal tumas ochlin. Even if you want to say, when the animal, you cut off the limb, that limb is Eiver Menachai. So what do you mean? It's an avatuma that was touching the rest of its body. But says Rashi, but that fetus was alive at the time that you cut it off. A live animal cannot be makabel tuma. It's not food. A live person can be makabel tuma. But a live animal cannot be makabel tuma. It's not ochel yet. It's alive. And therefore, it didn't become tame from the limb that was cut off. Shachad es imo v'yacharka chatacha. But what if first the mother was shechted, and then you cut off the limb of the animal, right, that was outside. So then, now, the fetus inside is no longer alive at the time that you cut it off. So, then, now it's going to be considered ochel, so to speak, touching the limb that you cut off. So habasar machlokes tanoim, how far, how much tum it is, habasar maganavela, div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, the basar is maganavela because the limb that was cut off is considered nevela. V'cham omer magat shreifa shchuta. It's a little less. But either way, that's not our issue. Right now, Rashi discusses what the machlokes is between those two tanon. But either way, what do you see from the first part of this brisa? K'tani mia resha hotzi ubar es yado v'hechzira v'achar kach shachet es ima. Right? If it stuck out a limb and brought it back in, and then shechten mutter bachila. So what is that mutter? Samai lava aver. Isn't that talking about aver? It's not machalik. So isn't that about the limb, and therefore it's a kasha on Rav? Lava ubar. Just like Rav explained the Mishnah, that's talking about only the Ubar. Rav was explaining the Brisa, that's talking only about Ubar. Ia Ubar ima Seifa, what do you mean? But what about the Seifa of the Brisa then? Shachar asima ve'achaka chachziro, aser ba'achila. Right, if he shechted the mother, and then it's aser ba'achila, so what's aser ba'achila? V'i Ubar amai aser. But if it's talking about the Ubar, the Reisha says the Ubar is mutter, and the Seifa says the Ubar is aser, but the Ubar is not aser. You shechted the mother, and then the Ubar is still inside, why is that aser? Kedamer of Nachman bar Yisrael on Israel lavakam achetach, just like Rav Nachman bar Yisrael says elsewhere, as we said before, hakanai on Israel lavakam achetach. So we're talking about that spot. The difference between cutting the animal going, putting its arm in and out, is talking about the spot that would be cut off or not. There is a Rambam that the Achronim, the Kesef Mishnah, can't fathom, and therefore he rereads the Rambam, and the others argue, and that is the same Rambam that I read earlier, but the continuation. Perek Hey Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, this case, Uber shows the other araglo, Nasser also Aver La'olam. If the Uber sticks its arm out, that Aver is Usser. Whether you cut it off before the shechita, imo. Imo. Viafilu hechzir also aver lemea imo. Viacharkach nishchata. So far, so good. Even if the animal brought the aver back in before shechita, it's still going to be aser. And then the Rambam has the line. The question is, what is this modifying? What is this going on? Right? He says, even if you brought it back in and then you shechted it, o nolad havlad v'chaya kamashanim. Hari oso ha'aver aser mishum trefa. Even if the baby is born, that aver is still going to be aser. So one second. If an animal stuck its arm out and then brought it back in and then was born, and then you shechted the mother, is there anything wrong with that limb? Why should that limb be aser mishum aver menachai? That's part of how the animal is born. Sometimes the animal sticks out an arm and goes back in, and then that's part of the birthing process. So ask the achronim on the Rambam. How do you read this Rambam? That's what the Kesem Mishnah says. It's not going on the previous line. It's going on earlier. But the Pasha of the Rambam seems very mechudash. If the animal is born just in stages, it sticks out an arm, it brings it back in, then it's born. But that limb went out earlier. That's Eber Benachai. So that's a challenging Rambam to figure out exactly whether it's going to be considered born or Eber Benachai or not. The Chashuki Chemed here, on the Chul and Chelek Beis, just came out this week, right, just in time, discusses on this line of the... You know, a lot of different cases here on the Maka Machetech, talking about the spot, the Maka Machetech, not really exactly connected, as many of the cases are, but he discusses that technically you're allowed to use a person for a wall of a sukkah. You're allowed to use a person for a wall of a sukkah. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Yochal asu mechaver adofan l'sukkah lachshira afilu biyantif, afilu biyantif. And you're allowed to eat in that sukkah. What about the person who's being used as the sukkah wall? Could he eat? He is the wall. So could he eat? Does it depend which way he's facing? The Yezhlis topic. Imoso adam shenamad v'tstadi asukkah v'tur mechitza. Yocho lech osham. He's on the border. Right? Makim achetech. Right? He's on the border. So, is he only machshir people inside or not? He quotes that the Reb Tzvi Pesach quotes in the Tshuva, in the Har Tzvi, that he had a case where there were hespedim in the middle of a street, and the place was makam etunaf. There was disgusting things in the street, and therefore you can't brachas and kedusha. So Reb Har Tzvi made everybody stand in a way like a wall to create a mechitza in order to be able to say kedusha in the middle of that spot. And he said, fine, people inside can say kedusha. Now the question is, what about the people who wore the wall? Could they answer Yehishmei Rabba? Right? Are they considered blocking the makam etunaf and they're not separate? Right? Is the edge, is the border considered inside the border, or is the border considered separately a border and it's not inside? So this is what the two things that he quoted, the sukkah case, and he quotes other cases. But again, this is about the makam achetach here. Is the makam achetach considered as if it went out or as if it didn't go out? That's the issue of Rav Nachman Bar Yisrael. Good. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true of Achal Yasab? If this, again, what we've just said, Rav's shita is that when the Mishnah said mutter, it's only talking about the ubar. If the animal stuck its arm out and then went in, that limb is always going to be aser. Eini v'hakiyasa b'imim bechozai aser ma'aisi mastisa b'yadei. He brought, when he came from bechozai, he brought the following brisa, pirsa hechzir achol. What does that mean? Rashi says is referring to the pasik. Right, the behema of mafreses parsa vishosa shesa. Right, parsa hechzir achol, parasos hechzir achol. Right, we're darshaning it from the pasuk when we have this pasuk later on also, because the pasuk by the simanim, by the split hooves, uses the lashon of parsa and parasos, and we darshan. It sticks its arm out, eat it. Sticks its arms out, eat it. So my love, hechzir parsa achol parsa. Isn't the drasha that we're laying, if it brings it back in, you can eat it. Right, isn't that drasha against Rav? Lo, hechzer parsa achal ubar. No, it means if he sticks the parsa out, you can still eat the ubar, as we said before. I ubar, my arya hechzer afilo hechzer nami. Right, if it sticks its arm back in, you can eat, what's the chiddish? Amar dachar mar Yitzchak, here's the case where he says it actually. Lo nitzchar lamakam achetech. If it brings it back in, then the border is also mutter. If it doesn't bring it back in, then the border is not mutter. Vahara trei kroika nasiv la. But aren't there two psukim involved here in the drasha? So my lav chad la eber v'chad la makam chetech. Isn't that teaching me two heterim? One for the eber itself is mutter. And one for the spots. The Gemara says lo. Rav would say lo. Chad la makam chetech v'chad l'kolut b'mei para. One's the makam chetech and one is kolut. Kolut means non-split hooves. Kolut is the opposite. So what if you have, we'll learn about this in Bechoros, what if a cow is pregnant with a cow, but inside there's a mutation of some kind? So the baby cow does not have split hooves. So is that mutter? That's going to be a discussion in the Mishnayos and the Gemara in Bechoros. So maybe that's what Rav uses the heter for. That's also mutter, the kalut. And the me'aimo, hayotze mena tahar tar. The alibad Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Dama Rabbi Shimon, kalut ben para asur, hanimili hecha diyatzal avir ha'olam. Rabbi Shimon says that if a cow born without split hooves is born, that's asur. But while it's inside, if it was never born, it was inside, there'll be mutter, avomeyimo mutter, imo shari, and that's what's being referred to here. Fine, that is all Rav. And we passing like Rav. Ulam Rabbi Yochanan argues on this, the snapshot of everything so far. Ever asmo mutter, no! If the Aver goes back in before Shechita, that Aver is also mutter. Amar le Rav Yudala Ula, v'harav Shmuel dami Shavayu, Aver asmo usser, but Rav and Shmuel said it's usser! Amarle, so Ula says, Man Yavlan me afra de Rav Shmuel umalina and einin. Oh, I wish I could get dirt from the graves of Rav and Shmuel and put it on my eyes. Meaning, I love them. I love them. I have tremendous covet for them. But what can I do? You know, here I argue with them. He's just saying that's a lashon of covet, right? A lashon of chavivus. The Aruch says it's like as if I'm gonna put dirt on my eyes and just listen to them blindly, so to speak. It's a lashon of covet. Elohachi am Rabbi Yochanan. What can I do? Rabbi Yochanan says it's gonna be mutter. Hakol hayu bechlal baser basar the treifalo sochelu. Everything was included in that pasuk. Kishapir lachal kasav gabe chatas sheyatzah chutz lemechitzas avechazer aser. We have a special din by a carbon chatas, by a chatas that goes out of its mechitza, out of the azara, and goes back in. It's still asur. A carbon is that's nifsal biyotze is permanently asur. We darshan chatas who depir rachman abba. By a chatas that comes back in, it's still asur. Ava komili kiven da hadershari. But by other things, if it goes back in, it's going to be mutter. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rav. Meisvei, one second. Basar basar the treifalo sochelu matam alomar. What is the pasuk including? Lefisha matzinu b'maiser sheni ubikurim. By maiser sheni ubikurim, which have to be in Yerushalayim. Shavu b'shiyazo chutzlu mechitzas v'chazir mutarin. If it goes out of Yerushalayim and goes back in, it's mutter. Yochol avzekein. You might think this is also, by our case, by the animal, tam alomar treifa. So that's a price that goes in the opposite direction. It excludes. So my Talmuda, what exactly is the limud? Amar Rabba, kitrefa, matrefa, kivach and itrefa, shovein laheter. Just like a trefa is permanently usur, av basar, kivach yazachosu mchitzazo, shovein laheter. The price is beferish against Rabbi Yochanan. Once it's a trefa, it's a trefa. Tiyufta de Ula, Tiyufta. So the kasha on Ula, and therefore, Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, We go back to Rav and Shmuel. They're the ones that we would paskin like. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. Again, maybe we'll start with the discussion of Lav Shebeklalos, because we're going to talk about whether this is considered a Lav Shebeklalos, and then pick up with Amar Mar. But again, tomorrow, scheduling, tomorrow, Beth Hashem will give the daf, and then after that, I'm going to be traveling for a week and a half, so most of the daf, and we'll put it from the last cycle, but we'll take it from there. Okay, we will stop here, and then we will continue.